It's their job, June. You seem to have made some kind of assumption. June, I say, glancing up at Jody, let's just say I've seen a few things in my time. Honestly, I couldn't begin to tell you. Then you'll tell me how this happened, why he's done this to himself. I've called for another car, says Jody. Yeah, good, I'm at her. June, this is Jody. She's my partner tonight. Go ahead and tell me why. Because your husband's broken his collarbone, says Jody. He broke down the door here, right? So what do I tell them? The mother asks, ignoring Jody altogether. Well, that's really for you to decide, I say. But there's no shame in the truth. It's fairer on everybody. The woman looks at me again. I squat in front of her beside the bed. She smooths the skirt down onto her knees. I must be transparent, she murmurs. I try to give her a kindly smile, but my face feels stiff. Behind her, I can see the usual posters on the wall. Surfers, rock stars, women in provocative poses. The bookshelf above the desk has its sport trophies and souvenirs from Bali, and the computer goes through a screensaver cycle of the Twin Towers endlessly falling. She reaches for my hand and I give it to her. She feels no warmer than a dead sun. No one will understand.